game plan as if everyone's going to play. And obviously, we know the type of player Torrey is, and you know his speed and his ability to run good routes and catch the ball. So we're definitely aware of his talents.
Obviously, a little thin in the linebacker unit, both inside and outside. I guess just talk a little bit about that, your faith in the backups and how thin it is.
Oh yeah, I guess the way this defense is designed, you know, even with our rep count during the week, you know, reps are divvied out for guys to take reps, you know, for a circumstance like this where, you know, obviously we got some starters out, but I believe in the guys that are going to play this week, and hopefully they come and do a good job.
DJ, what do you think of your role so far and how it's been evolving in the defense?
You know, the older I get, the more I understand the concept of team, I embrace my role, and I'm happy to do my job. And obviously, we're playing great defense, great run defense right now. And you know, as far as everything else, I'm comfortable with my position, and I'm happy to be in my position.
And as you know, your competitor want to be out there every snap. Does
right.
coming off ever, you know, is it, does it bug you, or is it just that team?
I'll be lying if I said initially it didn't bug me, but I've learned that. You know, those guys up in the coaching seats are there for a reason. And they feel, you know, this the way we're playing now gives us the best chance to win. And I agree with them, and I'm behind them 100%.
Coach McCarthy talks a lot about the depth on this defensive line. I mean, is this one of the deepest, you know, rooms that you've been a part of?
Yeah, in my short 5 years, I think it's probably, you know, in my opinion, I guess you say I spell D lineman, you know, could start in a lot of teams. And when you can't say that everywhere, and I think that, you know, we really believe that, and I think guys have played to that level. And, you know, you take me out, you can throw someone else in and do the same job, and vice versa.
I'm guessing Todd asked you about this a minute ago, but what's Johnny meant to this defensive line, specifically in the run defense? I mean, 2009 was the last time you had this good run defense, and now he's back, and it's real good again.
Right. And I think, you know, obviously how it works on game day. You know, with the numbers situations, but the fact that Johnny can play the position up front, you know, gives us, you know, an advantage as far as maybe allowing us to dress another person, another position, because Johnny could do that of another defensive lineman's job, and you know, his versatility and his intensity, you know, are his biggest keys.
I think I heard Aaron on the radio say, like, there he was asked, you know, why is this team so good, and why do you like this team, and he said Johnny Jolly. I mean, how much is he just a positive force, you know?
He's genuine. You know, obviously Aaron's been around. You know, he's met a lot of people. He's done a lot in his short career, but he's a real genuine guy. You know, and you could, we all can appreciate someone that's genuine and honest, and happens to be a good guy as well.
DJ, you guys have done a good job stopping
early. Yeah. Just the two down linemen.
You don't
really have to understand how the team's trying to attack you. You know, obviously every defense has a weakness. And, we understand that, okay, when we call this particular defense, this area is weak, so let's try to play to that weakness. So, you know, everybody on defense isn't really strained too much. Sometimes we're at a disadvantage, but we try to make up for it by understanding where our disadvantages are.